Savitri, Book 9, The Book of Eternal Night, Canto 1, Towards the Black Void, pages 578 and 579. Earth stood aloof, yet near. Round her it wove its sweetness, and its greenness and delight, its brilliance suave of well-loved vivid hues, sunlight arriving to its golden noon, and the blue heavens and the caressing soil. The ancient mother offered to her child her simple world of kind familiar things. But now, as if the body's sensuous hold, curbing the godhead of her infinite walk, had freed those spirits to their grander road, across some boundary's intangible bar, the silent god grew mighty and remote in other spaces, and the soul she loved lost its consenting nearness to her life. Into a deep and unfamiliar air, enormous, windless, without stir or sound, they seemed to enlarge away, drawn by some wide, pale distance, from the warm control of earth and her grown far. Now they would escape. Then flaming from her body's nest alarmed, her violent spirit soared at Satyavan. Out mid the plunge of heaven-surrounded rocks, so in a terror and a wrath divine, from her airy streams against the ascending death, indignant at its crouching point of steel, a fierce she-eagle threatened in her brood, born on a rush of puissance and a cry, outwinging like a mass of golden fire. So on a spirit's flaming outrush born, she crossed the borders of dividing sense, like pale discarded sheets dropped dully down, her mortal members fell back from her soul. A moment of a secret body's sleep. Her trance knew not of sun or earth or world. Thought, time, and death were absent from her grasp. She knew not self. Forgotten was Savitri. All was the violent ocean of a will where lived captive to an immense caress, possessed in a supreme identity, her aim, joy, origin, Satyavan alone. Her sovereign prisoned in her being's core, he beat there like a rhythmic heart, herself, but different still, one loved, enveloped, clasped, a treasure saved from the collapse of space. Around him nameless, infinite she surged, her spirit fulfilled in his spirit, rich with all time, as if love's deathless moment had been found, a pearl within eternity's white shell. Then out of the engulfing sea of trance, her mind rose drenched to light, streaming with hues of vision, and, awake once more to time, returned to shape the lineaments of things and live in borders of the seen and known. Onward the three still moved in her soul scene, as if pacing through fragments of a dream. She seemed to travel on, a visioned shape, imagining other musers like herself, by them imagined in their lonely sleep. Ungrasped, unreal, yet familiar, old, like clefts of unsubstantial memory, scenes often traversed, never lived in, fled past her unheeding to forgotten goals. In voiceless regions, they were travelers alone, in a new world where souls were not, but only living moods. A strange, hushed, weird country was around them. Strange, far skies above, a doubting space where dreaming objects lived within themselves, their one unchanged idea.